Show some love right now to the boss, Rick Ross. Hey, what up, boy?
Good to be back home. I'm in the building. What's happening?
Not moving, but the
good,
money.
Baby, I feel good.
All right, so the mastermind.
Right.
Getting ready to drop this brand new album. You got this tour with the 1500 or Nothing band.
Right.
Beyond the radio singles, a lot of soulful music on there, and it can only be brought out properly by a band.
A lot of soulful music, and you know, I was just in the studio with Jay-Z this summer. We collaborated on a record for his album, and we was just talking about my performances, and it was time to go live.
Of course, we're talking to Rick Ross, and we have followed your career. There have been, I don't know, what some people may consider ups, downs, whatever.
We only been winning.
Oh, absolutely.
From day one, you know what I'm saying? You smell the lemon peppers. We've been winning.
What's
you know?
Up That's with the right. wings? Tell us about the wings.
You already know. Shout out to Wingstop. That's another movie we had to pull onto the fold, sit it on the table, and it's doing real good. You know what I'm saying? We on that entrepreneurial vibe.
Well, yeah, like, what does it take to be, like, a part of the, you know, the Rosé Empire as far as, like, franchising?
Man, I just want to see you going hard. Working hard, you know what I'm saying? Outworking everybody else. That'll pretty much get you through my dough.
Now, let's say we go to like a Rick Ross Wingstop. Is it different than other Wingstops? Like, do you offer like a flavor like maybe like the Albuquerque, New Mexico Wingstop? Does it offer like...
Nah, not yet, not yet. I'm pretty sure that may happen, but not yet. You know what I'm saying? They just treat you like a boss.
We need some jerk up in there.
Oh, man, we got to talk about it.
Now, Rick, I'm looking at you. Now, you're looking good. So, are you in love now or are you just lost weight or what is it? Because, I mean, and you sound good.
Yeah, man, I'm in love with the money. You know what I'm saying?
And
as far as my health, you know, I've been working out. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing this Reebok CrossFit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a different type of little workout vibe. I've been doing it. You know, I feel good.
Well, that's good. You look good.
Yeah, I mean, because like it seemed like there was like a 4-month patch where like, you know, just things were happening back to back. When I heard about the situation with, you know, with your health, and it's good to see that bouncing back. And then with Kat shooting at you as you leaving on a date, man, it's just like, yo, man, like we had to throw some prayers up in the air for you, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? But we still on our paper chase. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna never stop doing what we doing. You know what I'm saying? We gonna hold it down.
What is, if you had one wish right now, what would it be?
Just keep making the best music.
Oh, that's right.
You know, that's what drives me. Mm-hmm. The best product, the best records.
Now, you have a stable of artists in your roster.
Superstars.
Killing it. I mean, Meek Mill.
Star.
Killing the club.
Star.
Strip Club Records is running it.
Star. Yes.
Stally got some heat.
Star.
I'm waiting for people to recognize.
Star.
You got Gunplay.
Star.
Gunplay's a loose cannon.
Star.
Like, what kind of conversations do you have with Gunplay?
You know, that's my brother, man. And, you know, I've been knowing him since he was 13 years old. You know what I'm saying? So I know him. I love him. I understand him. You know, he was in a part of Florida maybe 2 weeks ago. He called me maybe 3 in the morning. Yeah!
And then hung up.
Well, man, I just tried to fight 20 people. They can't stop me. Gunplay. I'm like, yo, his attitude, I don't know if we gonna ever do nothing about that. But as far as on his personal life and just to see his album coming together, I'm proud of my homie.
And just to see you be able to smile in the face of adversity as many times as you have and always came out on top. I mean, it definitely seems like God is over your situation.
Oh, you already know God is good, but at the same time, we always gotta remember that you know we know real dudes out here who going through real things,
right?
Real issues, and not no entertainment web talk or none of that. It's
okay.
A difference when it's, you know, really in them streets and it's really going down, and you know, that's what you just got to stay focused on. And myself, I got a real team. We 100 out here. We solid out here. You know, we still moving, we still getting in, and that's just the way it go.
All right, Rick, we about to play this new joint, No Games.
Yep.
Get it, baby.
We got there on the hook.
That's my homie Future, straight out of the ATL, baby.
Well, let's turn up then, man. New Rick Ross right here on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Night, bro, baby.
Can't play no game with me. Can't play no games with these. Can't play no games with these. Can't play no games with these.
I swear.
Can't play no games with these. They so fake and they phony. Can't play no games with these. Since they treat me like I'm Tony. Can't play no games with these.
Who's the takeover?
Can't play no games with these.
Keep in the kitchen, put Merry Christmas. Taking pictures cause we keep on getting richer. Say a name, you know with them killers. Walking through the club, only salute the real. Ain't no bottles on your table, but boy, go get your guala. Hold on credit, so you can't pay her the mind.
No.
Bought a house, she can't afford to run a mile. I bought Holy Fields, I run the game, not just the sound. Bow down to the biggest, barely I be spinning. Counting all the paper, no games with these.
clothes. Heard your shit keep flopping. And your crib got four clothes.
Can't play no game with these. Can't play no games with
these. Nice. New Rick Ross, Future, No Games.
What?
Killing it.
What is like the hardest part, man, just about, you know, like being a celebrity? What's hard about it?
I think with me is, you know, just the time I spend away from my little ones.
Mm.
I'm
How
saying
many?
My beautiful, two.
Two.
My beautiful daughter and my little son, you know what I'm saying? Just threw my son his eighth birthday party last week. He had every animal you could name. And
then you got to think, if Rick Ross is your daddy, everybody want to come to that birthday party, man.
It's too many people.
How many kids was there?
It's too many.
Wow.
We had more than enough food, but you know.
Y'all had wings?
Major wings. You know, we had major wings, you know that. But, you know, we just had everything that they wanted on the menu and anything that he could have wanted. I was actually out in Vegas at the fight watching Canelo get his bang beat off his head.
Did he not?
And, you know, little man just missed me. He had everything in the world, but he just wanted me there. So, you know, that made the old boy feel good.
So, Rick, who was in your life before the success and fame that you really wish was here now that would probably be, like, getting a kick out of everything you do?
Man, it's several of those, you know what I'm saying? Of course, I wish my father seen it. I know he looking down, but, you know, I got homies that invested in me before I believed in myself. Mm-hmm. You know, one of them being Kenneth Williams. He was featured on America's Most Wanted. You know, I just read a letter from him actually yesterday, and my homie just standing, you know, his mind free. You know, they got his body trapped, but he most definitely was somebody who seen my vision before I did.
Right. But when you're so close to the street, though, right, how do you keep that from spilling over into business? You know, like,
right,
cause
right.
People expect, when you rap about a certain thing or keep certain people around you, they expect it.
Right. It's just, you know, with me, I just do what I do, you know, and if you really from the streets or know anybody from the streets, you know that the streets ain't loyal to nobody.
Right.
So do you. Chase your dreams, you know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do to, you know, make you happy, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just keep me and my team together, you know what I'm saying? Anything other than that, boss.
Dish Nation is definitely catching all this now. We was asking some of our other friends that came through early, like, the biggest trend in Hollywood right now is white celebrities adopting black children. And what we wanted to know is, if you could adopt a white celebrity, who would you adopt?
Child or adult. That just needs some help and coaching.
I'll adopt Paris Hilton.
You
Paris?
Yeah.
Why you say her? What you do with her?
Put her in the back room and just, you know, talk to her in the middle of the night. You know, walking in the middle of the night. Wake up, baby. Let me talk to you now. Sit on the edge of the bed now.
Last year's BET Hip Hop Awards, everybody knows that well-documented incident that happened between you and Young Jeezy. Now, this year, it's a new year, but we're in the same place. I thought they was going to move, like, the BET Hip Hop Awards to Botswana just to keep all the drama down. But no, they brought it right back to Atlanta. No. Are you afraid for your safety in situations like
Don't
this?
Don't ever disrespect yourself like that. But look, I want to salute Deborah Lee and Stephen Hill for putting on a wonderful show.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You know, they bring bosses. It's a great opportunity to rep our music, rep our brands, and more importantly, touch our fans.
Right.
You understand? And that's who be looking for this. And, you know, it's most definitely those urban fans who don't get to see a lot of, you know, different award shows. So, you know, they not going to have a problem out of Ricky Rose. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it wasn't a problem last year.
Right.
It was just me may have, you know, overstepped my boundary. But, you know, other than that, man, I'm just here to have do my thing and watch my homie shine. I got Meek Mill, I got Stally, I got DJ Khaled, we got French Montana, which is MMG, Bad Boy, Coke Boys. We got, you know, we got a lot of big homies that's performing, and we just happy to be there. So it's gonna be a good time, and everybody that's coming out.
All right, this is the lightning round. You ready? All right, so what's your favorite thing to eat for breakfast?
You know, I smoke for breakfast. Breakfast of champions.
I know people that do that.
Gotta get my appetite right.
Yep. Mm. All right, what's your favorite place to go on a date?
Wingstop.
All right, what's the best advice about money you ever got?
The best advice, save as much as you can, big homie.
All right, what's the one thing you're scared of?
I think failure is what I'm most scared of.
Makes sense.
All right, what's your favorite thing to splurge on?
You know, I'm in the jewels, I'm in the whips, but I gotta go with homes.
Like, what's the most expensive piece of jewelry you ever bought?
I got a watch that's over $500,000.
So, like, are you...
Don't be looking at me. I ain't got one.
But are you terrified?
We working on that, okay, though.
But are you ever afraid of, like, you know, like, when you have something that expensive on, like, I mean, like, is it a special occasion watch? Do you swim in it? Is it waterproof? Like, when you spend that much money,
you just don't throw that on the dresser.
Nah. You most definitely don't swim in it, but it's most definitely something you pull out when you amongst your bosses, you know what I'm saying? When you amongst real money getters, you know what I'm saying? And when I just went to the fight and I sat between George Lopez and Puffy. That's when you pull out your $500,000 watch.
You can't wear no kiosk.
And that's not a watch.
Next to him was Denzel Washington, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, what is it like hanging out with people that, I mean, like, you know, just like in a situation where you and Puffy hanging out and let's sprinkle in a French Montana or something, like, what the hell's going? No, I mean,
let's say for instance, we was in Vegas for the fight.
Right.
Anybody that followed me on Instagram, Rich Forever, or Twitter, you saw a clip of me winning, me, Puffy, gambling, and I won $1 million.
So did.
From Puff, Vegas.
Has he paid you yet?
Most definitely. Shout out to Bad Boy, Ciroc, Aqua Hydrate, all that.
Well, yo, man, every level of success that you reach, man, we always look forward to you to climb to that next one.
Man, thank you, man.
Mastermind Tour with the 1500 or nothing band on the road right now. 1500 or nothing
band, that's going to be crazy, man. You know, just live music, live records. I'm pulling out my Tom Ford suits, my hard bottles.
All right.
Yeah.
Baby, for Tom Ford.
Yeah.
How can everybody follow you on Twitter?
Hit me up at Ricky Rose. Everybody listening right now, hit me up at Ricky Rose. Instagram, Rich Forever.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen, Rick Ross.
Thank y'all for having me. Thank y'all for having me.